And so there are many things that we can do to help us to gain this khushu' in our salah. Among these things is, first and foremost, showing importance to this pillar of Islam, showing importance to it, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show importance to it. And so when the adhan would be called and he would be among his family or among his companions, he would leave whatever he was doing and he would rush to the salah. Most of us, we don't care when the adhan goes. We say we'll pray later until the end time. Some of us, the end time comes and we find ourselves, we pray after the time has already finished. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is by realizing the reality of who we're standing before. We're not standing before anyone. We're not standing before any created being. We're not standing before any notable person in this world. Not before a president, not before a king, but rather before the King of all kings, the creator of the universe. Among the things that will help us to gain our khushu' in our salah is by making sure that nothing in our surroundings will distract us. Many times we pray in a place where things are distracting us, either objects or designs or noise. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he prayed in a garment that had a design on it. And so after his salah, he took it off and he threw it away. He said, "Alhatni an salah." It distracted me from my salah. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is to pray as if you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you. And that is the very definition of al-ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. To worship Allah as if you can see Him. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراه. To pray to Allah as if you can see Him, but then realize that although you cannot see Him, then surely He is watching you. He is seeing you. Your every movement, your every statement that you say in your salah, to the point where your every thought in your heart is heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is by focusing on the meanings of what we are saying. From the moment we say Allahu Akbar, ponder over that. What are you saying? You're saying Allah is the greatest. What does that mean? It means that Allah is far greater than everything else in this dunya. And so if thoughts come to your mind, remind yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far greater than my worries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far greater than these thoughts. When we say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, what does it mean? We are seeking refuge in Allah from shaitan. Among the things that shaitan does is that he comes to us in our salah. And so think, you are asking Allah to protect you from the whisperings of shaitan. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is by not rushing through it, not rushing through our salah, which unfortunately many of us do, especially our young one. And so we should move through the steps of our salah in a gradual manner. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is by seeking refuge in Allah from shaitan every single time that shaitan comes and whispers to us, distracting us. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is to pray as if we will never pray ever again. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاةَ مُوَدَّعٍ. He said to one of his companions, when you stand up to pray before Allah, pray the prayer of the one who is bidding farewell from this dunya. How would you observe your salah if you knew that right after you say your salam and complete your salah, the angel of death is waiting to take away your soul? Among the ways that we can help ourselves to perfect our salah and to gain khushu' in it is developing the habit of saying our adhkar after salah and praying the sunan al-rawatib. All of these things, they help us to perfect the shortcoming that we had in our salah. And finally, among the greatest means that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His help. There is nothing possible in this dunya, whether it be our goals in the dunya or what we seek to achieve in our ibadah, except through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why one of the du'as, one of the adhkar that we say right after salah is what? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, help me to be grateful to you. Help me to remember you and help me to perfect my ibadah of you.